Well, last week, of course, it was the AFL Grand Final at the mighty MCG, and the Cats were way too good to one side of the fair against the Swans. We don't want that Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. at Accor Stadium for the NRL Grand Final with the Panthers and the Eels. Let's find out exactly what might happen with the voice of Rugby League. The one and only Ray Warren joins us on The Breakfast Club. Hello, Ray.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are well. We are well. And now, one side of Grand Finals aren't good business, Rabs. Well, what are we going to get Sunday night at Accor?
I think you'll get a much closer game than you got last weekend. These two sides, apart from the match they played in the first weekend of the finals, Penrith were absolutely dominant. But Parramatta won the two regular season games. So if anybody, you know, in the competition has got a record that suggests they can beat Penrith, it is Parramatta. So I'm fairly confident you'll see a close game.
So what is it about the Eels then? Because that's interesting. I wasn't fully across that. I must admit that the Eels have done a number on the Panthers a couple of times. They're such a dominant team, 20-4 for the home and away season, the Panthers. Nathan Cleary, clearly one of the key players in the whole competition. What is it about the Eels and the way that they play that stifles the Panthers?
Well, I think they got up in their face and they made them uncomfortable. I think that's the word. If you're going to have a chance of beating Penrith, you've got to make them uncomfortable, particularly Cleary. And they have designed, if you know the game at all, they have designed a protection ring that they find the ability to do around Cleary, because one of the major parts of his game is the kicking game, yep. And particularly the high ball. So they've designed a method to protect him, but the way to beat them is to somehow or other get past the protection. Some people might call it an illegal obstruction, but but it's not really, because the players I'm talking about as this protection line, they have positioned themselves before the opposition attempt to get through the guard. But that's all a bit complicated. The point that I made earlier is the simple word, you've got to make them uncomfortable.
Parramatta, it's been a long time, Ray, since they've tasted the ultimate prize, and they've had a few goes at it on grand final day, but haven't got there since, I think it was 86. Is that a pressure that they have to deal with on the weekend?
I'm sure they're sick and tired of hearing about it. You know, it's 36 years. You're quite right. It was 1986. They won the championship in 81, 82, 83. So they went back-to-back under Jack Gibson. That was the team that included Peter Sterling and Michael Crone and Ray Price and company. But, yeah, 36. It's the longest running drought, I think, of all the teams in the competition. But they're sick and tired, as I said, of talking about it. But I do think it's a weight on them at the same time. You know, I just rattled off a few names there. I mean, Parramatta's used, I'll do a fatty here. The Parramatta's used 1,000 halfbacks looking for a replacement for Peter Sterling. And you don't find a replacement for Peter Sterling, because he was nearly the epitome, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
But Mitchell Moses, the current number 7, pardon me, he's a good player. And he's got a good 5'8 outside him, Dylan Brown. And their forwards are an awesome pack. So they're the ones that can make Cleary uncomfortable. And behind that pack of forwards, Moses and Brown have been to the fore this year. The problem with Parramatta, though, is you don't know which team's coming.
Yeah.
They've beaten the Penriths and they've beaten the Melbournes this year. But then they'll go out and play West Tigers, who own the Wooden Spoon, or Canterbury, who finished 15th, and they'll get beaten by them. So which team's coming? And I couldn't imagine they would send the second grade side out there on Sunday.
And just for rugby league in the West, Parramatta and Penrith, what will it be like up there this week, just in the west of Sydney, to have two teams from that area of Sydney representing.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're spot on, actually. It is the, I'm almost sure I'm right, it's the first genuine local derby grand final that's been played since, I think, South Sydney and Eastern Suburbs back in the 30s.
Right. Wow.
I'm talking about a genuine local derby, you know what I mean by that, of course. Not just arch rivals, but next-door neighbours. So there's a mile of interest. I mean, and they both enjoy passionate followings. Penrith have got the biggest junior area of any team in the competition. Parramatta's is not that large, but as I just said, they hate each other. And they live next door to each other. And that sometimes finishes in divorce.
Yes, well, that just adds to the intrigue, I reckon, as part of the contest on Sunday night, 7:30 at a course starting for the NRL Grand Final. Just, it's your first Grand Final sort of not in the box for a little while. Ray, how are you feeling about all that?
Oh, I'm not real happy at all. I've had new jobs come along. When I was a kid, I was a fitter and turner, and then I decided I wanted to be a policeman, but all the time I wanted to be a sports commentator. But now I'm learning to be a retiree, and I don't like it.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? What's the setup like?
It calls 45 grand finals, and it's going to be tough, I suppose, just sitting here and watching it on the weekend.
So it's just you and the family, or is it an NRL grand final party? How's it work from your end now?
No. People have got all these images of me sitting around in a dressing gown and slippers and a glass of Chardonnay. But no, I'm not that far down the track. But no, the wife will sit there and watch it with me. That's if I can convince her to. But at the end of the day, no, there's nothing special here. We'll just sit here and watch it, and I know we're going to enjoy it because for all the reasons I just expressed to you, you know. I mean, Penrith are in their third straight grand final, just to give you some idea. Mm. I think the last nine times they've played, Parramatta's only won those two. Significantly, they've both been this year. Penrith have got 13 of last year's grand final winning side in their squad, which is a massive plus. And seven of them have played, I think, in nearly all origins in the last 2 years. So the big match experience, that is not a worry for Penrith, let me tell you.
Mm. So have you found yourself this year at all, Ray, just sitting back, watching on TV, just turning to your wife and saying, "He's over! He's over! He's over!" You found yourself commentating at any point through the year, through the TV?
I don't sit there and commentate, if that's what you're saying. But, I sometimes scream out, "That's a try, you buffhead." Everybody can see it's a try, you dill. I'm no different than you, Blake, you know.
Ah, fantastic. Well, it's great
umpire.
To have you.
He's never right, the umpire, is he?
No, he never has been, never will. And we'll see how it all unfolds Sunday night. Great to be able to preview it a bit with you, one of the voices of rugby league. Yeah, I know. I was just about to do that.
Just checking.
Who do you think will win and who'll be the Clive Churchill medalist?
Oh, well, I think Penrith will win, and I think it'll be Nathan Cleary. Behind him, there's a fullback who's really coming of age called Dylan Edwards. Watch him, the number one. He's good. But I'd be thinking that if Penrith win, Nathan Cleary will be the man of the match, and I do think Penrith will win.
Yep.
So that's my summation, yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to watching it. Won't be the same without you, but we appreciate your insight, your preview with us today. Thanks very much, Ray. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Ray Warren with us on The Breakfast Club to preview the NRL Grand Final. No breakfast, no dressing gown, no Ugg boots, no moccasins.
No
He's just going to sit there and say, "That's a try, you dill." Fantastic stuff from Rebs.
So Penrith $1.38 if you like what Ray likes. The line is -8.5 and Nathan Cleary to win the Churchill Medal is $2.75. So it's, the Churchill Medal is a little bit like the MVP in the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's very rare for it not to be two or three players from each team. So if you do like Penrith, the odds are that Cleary will play well if they win. So you take the $2.75. It's the same game multi. Take Penrith into Cleary and you get yourself about $4.
Maybe. Well, I think Jamie Rogers can give us that market when she comes back for the tab update after 8 o'clock. We need to get to a break before we get to 8 o'clock. We'll do that now. Back shortly, Friday morning edition of The Breakfast Club.